Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you hear this sound, that means this episode is also featured on our YouTube channel as a video. Head over to www.youtube.com/keepitweirdpodcast to check it out.
Warning. This episode contains foul language, interrupting cats, spatula fox, and a demon who wants some water.
For all things strange and unusual, creepy and kooky, silly and stupid, and everything in between. Each week we get together and talk about something weird, and occasionally, after 7 years of chatting about weird things, we get to take a look back at our catalog for a flashback episode! You sent in your suggestions, and now we get to share them together as we take a look back at some of our funniest moments. From hilarious guests to interrupting cats, fire scares, and being lost on a boat, today's got it all. So kick back, grab some water, and get ready to giggle. My name is Ashley, and this is one of my favorite people to laugh with, my co-host Lauren.
Hi, weirdos. I am so excited already just from your little nuggets in that intro to do this episode. It's so fun to take a walk down memory lane.
I know. And thank you guys for sending in all your suggestions. Everything that we play is stuff that you wanted to hear. So I can't wait for you to join us on this trip. Also, sorry that this episode is coming out a week late.
Sorry about it. Sorry, everybody. Joe, it's been a time.
Almost died. No, he's really fine. But he did have an emergency appendectomy. And we did spend 3 days in the hospital.
I can't believe you were there for 3 days.
Dude, it was such a fucking nightmare. They rushed him to the ER. Like, rushed him. And they were like, you got a hot one. Like, this appendix is so bad. It didn't burst. It wasn't perforated. But they were I can't believe you're not doubled over in pain. And he was like, I mean, it hurts, but, like, I'm okay. And they rushed him to the ER just to, like, get there and be like, we can't do the surgery today. And he was like, okay. He was like, so do I come back tomorrow? And they're like, no, you need to stay here. So he stayed a night. Late in the afternoon the next day, they did the surgery.
Man.
And then they were like, you could probably go home an hour or so after the surgery. And Joe, an hour after the surgery, was like, I can't go home. So he stayed another night.
Oh, poor baby. Which, okay, like, I'm happy they told him to stay the night before the procedure because I'm sure they wanted to monitor him and it's like, don't go home. We have no idea what's going to happen. So, like, I get it. But that is so frustrating after them being like, oh my God, that's the worst appendix that's ever existed. And then it's like, it's going to be like 24 hours. I don't understand.
Yeah, so it was a whole thing. But we're back.
Back in action. Healthy.
We'll be here for the rest of July. Maybe next month we'll get to take our trip. That's the bummer. We're not getting to go to Connecticut now as planned. But I know. Hey, life happens.
Life happens.
Everyone's and hopefully happy you can and go. Healthy.
Yes. Yeah. And that is the most important. And we're here again. We're here. Doing it. We're going to give you a July episode, listeners. My
For the
goodness.
Love of God.
The craziest part was, I just have to say really quick, is that right before this all happened, like just for our listeners viewing and listening pleasure, Ashley and I were fully set up. Like
video was
I never wear makeup, but boy, was I like dolled up.
Did you go out for a night on the town?
No, I even thought about that. I was like, I should go somewhere and show off this face, but no. Like, yeah, we had our full setup, and then Ashley was like, I gotta go.
Here's the thing. You know what also was like, I mean, it was a hard day anyway, and I was, we were setting up, and I was like, here's the thing. My dad's in the hospital. He's having surgery today. That was another thing. My dad had surgery on the same day that Joe got
taken to
the ER. So, like, it was a very insanity. Stressful weekend.
I kept telling Ashley, like, are you sure you can record? Like, this is a crazy day. So it was all for the best. I feel like you needed to not be doing this. But we're back.
Yeah, well, we're back. Here we are. Okay. Let's get into it. We have a lot of clips to share with you guys. First and foremost, our hilarious guests. Over the last 7 seasons of our show, we have had some absolutely hilarious people come on as guests, whether they were doing impressions or telling us the craziest stories we've ever heard or getting us drunk. We have had a blast with every single one of them. You guys have your favorites, and we always try and get them back on. So if there's a voice you haven't heard in a while that you'd like to hear from again, let us know. Email us, call us, DM us, 626-686-1821.
We're here for you.
You know the drill. We got a lot of suggestions from you, but these guests were all mentioned more than once. First up, I'm walking here. We're going to New York City.
Bye, New York.
This clip comes from season 3, episode 36. Hey, Bobby, New York. And our guest was actor, comedian Steve Lacchioma.
Gosh.
And Lauren was telling us about some crazy New York crimes.
The tiger was named Ming, and he was in a Harlem apartment, just chilling, 500 pounds. And what else? Oh, a dude robs a pizza store, and he steals the wrong type of dough, and came back with a gun and demanded the right one, and they were like, no, and he got caught, and it was fine. But
that was Bobby Bag of Dough.
Bag of Dough.
He was like, hey. The tiger thing I remember vividly, actually. That was 2003, so I was in college. I don't know if I was at Hofstra or – doesn't matter.
But you were there.
And it was such big news, and it was all over, like, you know, Channel 4, Channel 2, Channel – and they had video of the cops – No, well, what the cops did is they rappelled down the side of the – it was one of those big, big skyscraper projects, you know? And he rappelled from another with a trank gun, and they shot out the window first.
Yeah.
And then he had to shoot the tiger with the tranquilizer. But they interviewed the guy, and the NYPD guys are always the same guys. Like, as I rappelled down the side of the building – I noticed there was a tiger in the apartment, and it's like
every New York City tiger. Cop is
always.
Joe Pesci.
It is,
there's a fucking tiger. I said, what are you going to do? Where's my money, tiger? I don't care that you got stripes. You owe me money.
It's so solid. Oh my gosh. The tiger.
Oh. The tiger. Yeah.
It went right into Joe Pesci so quick every time. It was the best. Hey, Bobby New York.
And I had heard
so good.
That Steve had a Joe Pesci impression from Joe. Steve is Joe's friend from New York City. I had never personally heard it. So it wasn't like I was setting him up, but I was kind of like.
You were thinking about
Joe
it.
Pesci
yeah.
Impression.
Please. Like, you don't have
to.
But like, well, and it's so funny because you, like, whenever somebody says, oh, this person has a great impression, you never know if it's actually going to be a good one. But, Steve is so good. He's just so funny, everything he says.
He is. You guys should go back and listen to it. It's actually a 3-part episode.
I know.
Three whole parts.
I had forgotten
New York. Yeah, who knew? New York just had so many haunted places, so many cryptids, obviously quite a bit of crime. We just had a lot.
There was a lot to discuss, and Steve was a delight, as always.
Yes, he was.
Oh, my goodness.
Our next guest, no hate on him, he's one of my best friends, but this clip was definitely requested because of the slice of weird heaven that he brought us. This is an episode I will never forget because of this clip. Season 2, episode 19, was all about technology throughout history, from ancient Egypt to the World Wide Web. So brought to us by Brett Carell and our good friend Nikola Tesla, I present to you the oscillating poo platform.
Can't forget it.
So one thing Tesla was developing was a mechanical oscillator for something.
Okay.
And he had to make an adjustment. So this oscillator was on a platform. So he climbs up on the platform to make the adjustment while it's still running. And the vibrations transferred, the vibrations from this oscillator transferred through the platform into his body.
Ooh.
And he thought it was like a weird sensation. So he asked his assistants to come up and try it. And they all tried it. And when they stepped off, they all had this strange feeling. And then immediately they all had to go take a shit.
Oh.
Like,
what?
It cleansed them.
No.
Like it shook loose.
Poo. Their all bowels. The poops.
So they immediately, like, had to go make poopy.
What on earth?
Yeah.
How did this thing make them go poop?
So what did they do with this?
So, well, he kept tinkering with it. And like I said, Mark Twain was one of his friends.
So he's like, hey, Mark,
Mark,
come
here. Take a shit.
So he's like, I gotta show you something.
Come stand on this. I gotta show you something. And the same thing happened.
He had to go poop.
But they were calling it, they continued to do it. And they called it mechanical therapy. After 2 months of continuously doing this, Mark Twain was the healthiest he'd ever been. He was, like, enjoying life to the fullest.
Huh.
Could have been. But I don't think he changed his diet or his lifestyle. It's just he started standing on this poop machine.
The oscillating poop platform.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. Just if you're regular.
Who knew?
Yeah. If you're going to be regular from this oscillating poop platform, your life will be better. We
your
all just want to
be so much better.
Regular. You know, get that digestive system on track.
I really want to know if Mark Twain ever had anything to say about this thing.
Same. That, like, as
like
soon
he
as
ever
he
did an interview or right. wrote a story like, referencing.
As soon as he said Mark Twain was platform. A good friend, it's like, man, like, did he talk about this to other people? Like, was he letting everybody know? Oh, so nice to just shake things loose. It's really great.
Shake it loose. And I don't know if you remember, what ends up happening with this machine is that he makes it stronger and stronger to the point where supposedly it was going so fast that there were things flying around the room.
I am remembering
And
this
it, like,
now.
Caused, like, a mini earthquake and, like, a bunch of damage to the building.
Right. It was too strong.
This technology was stolen from us by the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. By the by, we also learned that. Because after Tesla died, they came in, took all his notes, took all his patents. And that's why we still use crude oil.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it fun? Isn't it great? Isn't it great?
Learning is fun.
Learning is fun. Goodness. Oh, that was so good.
I know. Thanks, Brett. We miss
you. Thanks, Brett. Love you so much.
Brett moved to Canada, and we never see him anymore.
Oh, I forgot about that. He's so
but
far.
But also, Canada's pretty dope. A few of you requested a clip from this guest. You said any clip at all. And I actually knew exactly which episode to pick from. In 2019, Lauren had a baby. And while she was healing and learning what true love is with Wilder, we had so many fantastic guests step up to the plate to keep the show going while she was gone. And of course, Handsome Joe stepped in and helped me co-host a lot of those episodes. And one of those amazing guests was our good friend, artist Billy Roach, our resident monster man.
Love
and also
him.
The guy who created our zombie Keep It Weird shirt.
Yes,
for anyone who owns that, Billy was the artist.
Billy.
So I actually chose two clips from this. I couldn't pick between them. This is a few little shorties from season 3, episode 25, Laga who? Laga what?
In 1692, Thies. Yeah. In 1692 in Jungenberg, Livonia, Thies testified under oath that he and other werewolves were the hounds of God. He claimed they were warriors who went down into hell to do battle with witches and demons. Their efforts ensured that the devil and his minions did not carry the abundance of the earth down to hell. Thies claimed that werewolves in Germany and Russia also did battle with the devil's minions in their own version of hell, and insisted that when werewolves died, their souls were welcomed into heaven as a reward for their service. Thies was ultimately sentenced to 10 lashes for superstitious belief, yeah.
He was also sentenced to 10 lashes for being a jagoff.
They had no patience.
They're like, oh, get this fucking guy out of here. I don't know. 10 lashes. Just get him out of here.
I just want him out of my sight now.
Jesus. There's some people. I also like how Germans and Russians have their own version of heaven.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't come to our heaven. You get Russian heaven. There's plenty of borscht. Don't worry.
That's one of my favorites.
So a little bit more about the Laga Hu is one must beat the creature with a stick, which has been, yeah. It's like, how do I kill this thing? Beat the shit
just
out of it.
Just hit it a bunch of times. Yeah,
that seems too simple. It's
pretty much how you kill anything, right?
That seems too simple. Let me go on. So the stick has to be anointed with holy water and holy oil for 9 days. While beating the demon, it changes into various other beasts and finally will disappear into black mist.
It's like T-1000. At the very end when it falls in the steel, the molten steel, and it's like
just keeps changing.
So if it surprises you, you're screwed because you need 9 days. It's like, yeah. Wait, it's gonna wait, hold on. Come back on Sunday.
Give me a week and a half. I gotta stick to oil.
I gotta lacquer my sticks.
Damn it, I forgot to oil my sticks.
And then you gotta think about the math. Is it 9 days in holy water and then 9 days in oil? We're talking about 18 days before I can kill
this
thing.
That's true.
Wow. Yeah.
You really gotta plan ahead if you live prepared. In Trinidad.
That's why I always have an oiled stick ready to go. That's,
you're a step ahead of me. I am definitely not surviving the apocalypse. I haven't oiled a single stick.
I haven't oiled a single stick.
Honestly, Joe and Billy together were, I laughed the whole time.
Such a good combo. I know. I remember listening to that episode and like at home just like, oh, I wish I was there. But I had such a good time listening to the two of them. It was so funny. They're back and forth and just both so witty. It was such a delight. But anytime we've talked to Billy, it's been
truly
wonderful. Because I always remember, I mean, of course, but our first vampires episode. I know we've talked about vampires a few times now, but the very first one where, like, it was, I will always remember this. You probably don't even know that you said this, but it has stuck with me. You looked over at one point and it was like, you are having so much fun. You said that to me. Because I think I was just looking at Billy, like, smiling like a clown from ear to ear. And I was like, this is the most fun episode. I love Billy. But I just remember you making that comment of like, Lauren, you're having the time of your life right now. But that was Billy.
He really is one of my favorite guests we've ever had. We got to have him on again. Okay. So we did two episodes on vampires in season two. We did two episodes of werewolves in season, what was that, three?
Yeah.
We've talked about witches. We've got our resident witch expert. Mm-hmm. What other monsters? What could we bring Billy on for? Iconic monsters.
I know, because I'm like, you guys did werewolves.
Black Lagoon.
Oh, Creature from the Black Lagoon.
The Invisible Man. You know, we could just bring him on for a classic monsters episode this Halloween. And like we could talk about sort of the origins for stories like The Invisible Man. And
that
right?
would be fun. Wouldn't yeah. that be fun? And he always is up on his history.
He's
like
ready.
He knows what's
He's
up.
Ready to
he
go.
Knows what's up. Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Please come back to us, Billy.
Okay, well, we have at least one of our episodes planned for October.
We oh are gosh, so I'm already stressed. Already stressed about Halloween.
Over the years, we've been on several paranormal investigations, and there are literally too many clips to choose from. But the two requests we got most both made me cry for two very different reasons. So we're going to get the sad tears out of the way. It's still a funny clip, okay? But this one comes to us from COVID lockdown. Joe and I decided to do a paranormal investigation of our apartment. We'd both had so many experiences there, from shadows and smells to hearing voices and physical touch. So why not? Why not try and talk to whatever ghouls are in there?
Of course.
There was one moment where we sat in our hallway, arguably one of the spookier places in our apartment due to the amount of activity that happened there. It's pitch black. All we have is a small flashlight. And this was the moment Gabby felt that she had to join us. So this is from season 4, episode 13, Turnaround Bright Eyes.
This is Gabby's first paranormal investigation, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's excited. Mm-hmm. You have to be quiet, Goob. You have to be quiet, baby. Gabby, come on. Don't snap at me. Yeah, sit on the flashlight. You spooked her.
Oh.
You scared my goob.
Oh, God. Walks in, won't shut up, sits on the flashlight, and then jumps out of her skin when I laugh. Oh, unbelievable.
Debbie, you're not being very professional.
What a cat.
Oh, my God.
My sweet baby.
Gabby. Oh, my gosh. Rest in peace.
So much.
I know. That got me a little, I had a little lump in my throat. That got me more choked up than I was ready for, but also, like, my cheeks hurt from smiling because her chirps were truly my favorite thing.
And the amount she interrupted us in the first four seasons. The amount.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so fun. I truly didn't do this on purpose. But our this is like a super old design. Mm-hmm. Like we, it was
my friend Susie, who was one of our very first listeners, like constant listeners. And she drew what she imagined Gabby looked like interrupting our episode. And my mom put it on a mug for us. Look at her.
My chipped nail polish. I know. Look, she's like, fuck you guys.
I don't care about your little project hobby. Over here.
Oh, you have a little podcast.
Oh, you're doing something?
Here I am.
Well, excuse me.
So many Gabby chirps. So yeah, this is actually very appropriate. But, appropriate. Thank you to Susie and your mom for making this happen. But I also love that clip. And I remember you sending this to me, like when you said, I'm sorry you couldn't be on the investigation. COVID sucks. But I'm going to send you all the clips. And I listened to the Gabby one 1,000 times because it's so good. And she has such a range of her chirps because she has many cells. It was like, like all of them were there. It was my favorite. I loved all of them.
Sweet girl. So, well, those are the sad tears, and I promise that's as sad as I get this episode. But this next clip barely needs an introduction. Requested by many. In 2019, we had the tremendous honor of staying the night and investigating the Queen Mary. We got so many creepy EVPs, including a creepy bathroom whistler and a ghost cat. I don't know if you remember the ghost cat. That was wild. But what I remember most about that night is how bad my ribs hurt and my face hurt from laughing.
Same.
Of the things that kept us giggling so much was the fact that we couldn't find our way around that stupid boat. Season 3, episode 40, A Night with the Queen. One thing we do have to say is how disorienting the Queen Mary is. The amount of times we got lost is astounding. And I have a montage of us getting lost.
Oh, is that the weird door as well?
No, I'm lying. I'm lying. No.
I just remember there being...
Yeah, no, this isn't there. You guys are right.
What's up there?
I'm mixing two parts of the tour.
Yeah, what? Are we on A?
We need to look at a room.
Yeah, like we're on A.
No, we're on B.
We're on A.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
what did we decide? If we were ever in an amazing race that took place on a boat, I think we'd lose. So, how do we get
to the pool? How do we get to the pool?
I don't know where it is. I think it's
new. I truly did not know where we were when we were at the pool. It was like, I can't wait for someone to leave me that.
But no, it was also very close to the front of it. Remember, because we walked right outside.
The front as in like the entrance or the front as in the
entrance? Oh yeah, we did. Okay. We walked outside right.
Well, here's a map.
Like, what does it say? Dining, shopping, hotel. Like, where does it say pool here at all?
Spa. Wedding chapel.
Son of a bitch.
That's so good.
Son of a bitch.
Why didn't we pay attention?
I know. I literally had no clue where I was when we were there.
I was trying
to understand.
Yeah, the lobby's midship. Great. So, head midship, A level.
Maybe under the lobby, so maybe where the lobby is.
Possibly. Let's head to the lobby.
Okay.
And then move lateral.
Sounds good.
Lateral would be right for me.
Already laughing.
So we should lock down the side. Don't we go to the back of the ship that way? Where are you going?
Until we find the pool.
As you should. Oh, the belly laughs are like half the fun of that. Of just like, first of all, I love Tyler's laugh and miss it so much. It almost sounds like an old smoker's laugh, like the.
I know. But, I think he was a little sick when we recorded this, but yeah, his laugh sounds right. Like Pazuzu from The Exorcist. Which 1000%.
I know, which makes us happy. But like just the true belly laughs. And it was already starting to giggle before you even played what happened. Cause I just, I knew it was coming. And I remembered the moment we all ran in different directions. Each one of us so confident we were going the right way. Gosh, we never knew where we were ever.
No,
not
literally
once. Not one time.
And there's so many different like, this spooky thing happened on this main stairwell. But there were like three main stairwells.
Right. Which one do you mean? Where do we go?
It was a mess.
What do we do? It was a mess.
It was a mess.
I do feel better, I must say. I went on a cruise recently. Listen, I know cruises aren't for everybody. Don't come for me. It's a whole thing. But I was just on a cruise with my family and a few friends, and we all got lost several times on that ship as well. So I'm starting to just believe
it's just boats.
Ships are confusing
They're
as hell.
Just confusing.
Boats. Fucking boats.
Listen, I get lost in hotels. Ooh, hospitals.
Oh.
I was so Ooh. Proud of myself.
Don't understand hospitals.
By Joe's like final day in the hospital.
I knew
how to get to his room.
Yeah, you did. You
I
did
could
it.
Get right to his room from the door. Okay?
I'm so
If you
proud
asked me to go
you.
Anywhere else in that hospital, I would have said, you get a life. I'm not.
You piece
But I
of
knew
trash.
How to get to his room.
That makes me so proud and happy because Ashley and I have connected over this before of like never knowing where we are, but no. also like our anxiety gets the highest when it's like we don't know the parking situation or like exactly what to expect when we go into new buildings. So I like really am so genuinely proud of you. I'm not even joking. I'm like, yes, way to find his room.
It did take the whole 3 days to learn it. But by the time I like finally came in, picked him up,
you nailed it.
Went right to that fucking room. Now,
yes, girl.
We are not perfect, and sometimes we just can't keep it together. I know, it surprised me too when I wrote
it down.
A lot of your requests for clips were moments where we were struggling, and I get it. First up,
I get it.
Season 3, episode 16, our friend, actress and filmmaker Kate Alden came on to talk about her home state of Maine in an episode called My Friends Call Me Whiskers.
Gosh, I loved this episode.
So, James Purrington, which sounds like the name of someone's cat. It makes it lighter. Yeah. I'm able to process it in my head when I imagine a cat murderer.
A cat with like a monocle?
Yes.
Like walking around with a little cane.
A monocle.
Sleeps on a fluffy silk pillow. Yeah,
and sometimes
I know that cat.
Commits murder.
And also kills.
So James Purrington, this is July. I can't even say it anymore. It is a cat.
I can't even listen to it.
This happened in July 1806. So as I promised, we're taking you back. So in this time, there was so little known about mental health issues that there were warning signs about this man, but they were completely ignored because it was 1806.
Right.
But apparently he had really bad anger issues. He was so brutal to anyone that set him off in any way. Mistreated his family constantly, talked to himself when he was out in the yard, was a very disturbed man, but everyone was just like, oh, James.
Oh,
fine.
James Purrington, you kooky cat.
So nobody did anything about it, about the kitty. So he killed his entire family this can't be a real place, Bowdoinham.
Bowdenham?
Well, but this is how it's spelled before everyone judges me. Bowdoinham. Bowdenham is, that's it?
Bowdenham.
But it looks like Bowdenham.
Bowdenham. There's also an Ivy League school in Brunswick, Maine called Bowdoin College.
Bowdoin? Is it spelled the same?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
sure is.
Furious. Bowdenham. I'm about to snap like James Purrington.
Bowdenham.
Like James Purrington.
So... In Bowdoinham. No, in Bowdenham.
James Purrington, but James his Purrington. Friends called him Whiskers.
You, like, we've got some weird smell.
But his friends called him Whiskers. I'm dying all over again.
It is so funny.
Bowdoinham.
Oh, Bowdoinham. Oh, my gosh. That was one that surprised me. I had messaged Ashley when we were first coming up with the idea for this episode and putting all the clips together. I had messaged her like, have you listened to our main episode in a minute? Because it is so funny. I was crying laughing. I had forgotten. I just had not revisited in so long.
James Purrington very well because we had a listener. I wish I had looked this up. Okay, I'm going to look it up between now and the time I post this episode.
All right.
And I'm gonna have the listener's name and an insert here. Because we had a listener draw us a picture of James Purrington. Do you remember?
Yes. Now I remember. Oh my God.
With a cane and a monocle.
Okay. Because the whole time we've been listening to this clip, I was imagining that. And I was like, did Ashley draw this? It was a listener.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Do that more, guys. Listen, we have so many funny moments and we would love to have visual representation.
We can put them on mugs.
Yeah. And we can put them on merch. If you are an artiste of any kind.
Honestly, Alex should be picking up the slack, Mr. Graphic
Alex,
and digital designer. Like, why are you not making us t-shirts?
You literally live with Lauren.
To the streets.
To the streets. This next episode gave us one of our favorite sayings, one of our favorite t-shirts, and one of your all-time favorite moments. We had just gotten our new mics. Our show sounded dope as hell, and our guest, animator Blair Gorman-Diaz, brought a nice smoky whiskey to get us in the mood. Season 2, episode 3, the episode was called Lifestyles of the Rich and Suspicious.
He spoke to them. They heard some words, and when they spoke to him, When they tried to talk back, he frowned and then turned and walked away into a wall, seemingly. And again, these are all just, these are just stories, who knows, but like two women said it. And later that summer, a special effects, who?
Special effects.
That same summer that that same summer, special effects man, Eugene Hilchey, was speaking to another worker who had also seen a man wearing an odd hat, this time seen on stages 2 and 3. Hilchey was convinced the man's description matched that of Ince perfectly. The worker's statement was enough to cement his belief, and the ghost had turned to the workmen and said, "I don't like what you're doing to my studio," and again vanished into a wall. So people are saying he frowned. People are saying he didn't like the renovation. So it's interesting. I feel like he came back just to be like, "What the hell are you doing?
What are you doing to my space, you special effects crow?
No special effects.
What even is that? What even is that?"
Oh, it's so good. Special effects. And we have always blamed the whiskey. I mean, even like the special effects shirt has like a cocktail next to it, because it was like, oh, it was a tipsy mistake. But no, that would have just like happened on a Tuesday, as we're doing right now.
We heard Bow Down Ham.
Bow Down Ham.
No, that was the first time we had Blair on. We did a 2-part Hollywood episode. And it was a blast. That in that clip, Lauren was talking about some haunted studios in Hollywood, which there are a ton of studios from the beginning of film that have a lot of creepy crawlies walking around in it. But Blair was, she also came back, I want to say it was season 4, our during finale. COVID, right? It was during COVID, so it was remote. And she did the Monsters of Christmas Past with us.
Yes.
I think. Or the Demons of Christmas. Anyway, she was on one of our Christmas specials. Blair's one of my favorite people in the world. She has so much energy.
Truly an angel. Yes. she is one of the sweetest humans in the world. Like, I know we can say a lot of people are nice. Like, oh, she's nice. She's kind. Blair is a true angel. She is the best of us. Like, she's so lovely.
Genuinely the sweetest. And also fucking cool. I mean, she works
so
on
cool.
She works on Robot Chicken. She does stop motion animation for Robot Chicken, which is fucking dope. Yep. And she doesn't look sweet. She has like green
That's
hair,
what I love.
Tattoos
yeah.
all over. But she's just,
she looks
she's
super
a fucking
punk
angel,
rock.
So.
But she's like sweetie, sweetest ever.
She's the best. So we love you, Blair. We can't wait to have you on again.
Yes.
Now, this one could have gone under the next category, where I'm going to share some Patreon moments, but I think it probably belongs here more. This comes from a very special 420 episode where Joe and I celebrated and then tried to record. It was choppy. It was choppy, but we still managed.
I for that you did this. Okay, I'm very excited.
Still managed to record the episode, and it still happens to be a fan favorite. But this was the moment that it truly fell apart. This episode is called Allison, My Aim is True.
Did you know that you can taste garlic with your feet?
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God, we have garlic in the fridge. We should try this one.
I'm about to be stinky stepping.
My favorite line.
That's what we're gonna do. Actually, when we're done, we're gonna stop.
Yeah, we're just gonna walk right out of the studio, and we're gonna walk right into the kitchen and just grab a couple cloves of garlic, and just gonna step on some. So we're gonna silently step on garlic in the kitchen for the next hour and a half. Stomp, stomp, stomp. That's so gross. That's so gross. I hate that. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's not gross at all, but it's gross. Okay. Just grosses me out. It gives
me the fucking
skeevies.
I'll do it by myself.
Yeah, you can go step on garlic yourself, you weirdo.
So here's what happens.
Stinky stepping.
Apparently, Apparently, it's thanks to Allison.
Thanks, Allison. Allison, Joe here. First and foremost, I want to thank you for making this incredible discovery. Second of all, I will assume by your name that you are a fellow member of the tribe of Israel, at which point, you know, I want to thank Allison. You on behalf of our people. It's a big leap forward here.
Couldn't even get it out.
We have a love-hate Allison relationship with garlic.
Is chemical.
Anyway, Allison. We have a last name for Allison. Can we give Allison a last name?
Allison is a chemical.
What?
I can't.
Okay, so it's a fucking acronym.
Ain't no one.
Who?
A-L-L.
I'm on the verge of getting really angry. So you better.
A-L-L-I-C-I-N. Allison. Oh, it's a chemical.
Why the fuck would I think that was? You took the most pregnant pause after you said Allison. I was waiting for a last name that never came.
Oh my god. It is so a classic.
It's a very special time.
Oh my god. I'm like in pain from laughing at that. Especially because you could not get a word out. And you could, it was like, thanks to Allison. And then he just took off, thanks, Allison. And you could not let him know what Allison meant for so long. And he was on one of his Joe rants. Like, there was no chance. And my favorite part of this, what went on behind the scenes, was you sent me that clip and said, so we had celebrated 420 and then recorded this, and you're like, please tell me, was it just funny because it was 420, or is it actually funny? And I messaged you back immediately after listening, was like, this is one of the funniest things I've ever listened to. I am like keeled over in my living room right now. Post it. It was so good.
Yeah, the episode, Allison, My Aim Is True, was specifically, it was a bonus episode Joe and I did, and like I said, it was special 420 episode, so we celebrated, but it was just like me telling Joe like crazy things, like, can you believe this? And one of them happened to be that if you walk on garlic, you can taste it in your mouth, and
it can't,
couldn't handle it.
What is overlooked is Stinky Steppin' is Stinky also Steppin'. Such a funny line. Yeah. Oh my god.
The name it's of the so episode good. Was almost Stinky Steppin'. Probably should have been. But we do have a Thanks Allison shirt.
Oh yes.
In it's our so merch good. Store. That's god. Just a clove of garlic, and it says Thanks Allison. Thanks, if anyone Allison. Wants to get in on that.
I'm obsessed. It's so funny.
One of my favorite episodes, yeah.
Oh, it's so, so good. You guys were hilarious the whole episode. Like, Allison was a big moment, but the whole thing is funny. But I'm also laughing at me and you in this moment right now. We keep going like, celebrated 420, whispering. And like, we both live in states where it's legal.
Well, I also know that some people aren't like as cool with it. And I don't want to isolate anyone or make anyone feel weird that their favorite podcaster is a stoner, but listen, I'm wearing a Hellboy shirt that's 3XL. Okay, what do you want from me?
So what do you
think I do with
me?
My free time?
You guys see us with these neon lights.
Neon
like, who
lights?
Do you think
what,
we
you
are?
Think I'm sober.
Oh, it's so funny.
Thanks, Allison.
Thanks, Allison.
But for those of you who don't know, we do have a Patreon. And on that Patreon, we have a ton of bonus content, literally almost 100 full episodes with our Patreon co-hosts, Amy Hanselman, Julia.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Furman, Joe Oakes, and Nick Sutter, with occasional appearances by Amy Goldenberg, our medium, and special guests like mortician Leah Campbell. It's a great time. We also have
so fun.
Special never-before-seen videos. Oh, I forgot about this. I made a small montage of a video we made. It was our first Halloween of the podcast.
Oh, no.
We made several long videos for our then extremely small pool of patrons. I think we had 8 patrons at the time, and at least 3 of them were family members who were all like, what's a podcast?
Literally about to say it was 3 or 4 were our family. Oh my God.
5 people we made these videos for, okay?
Yep.
But now we have all of you, and we're so grateful to our patrons. Huge shout out to the motherfucking realist. To our patrons, you are true blue kings and queens, bays, gays, and theys, our biggest fans. We love you. But one of the Halloween videos was a do-it-yourself video where I attempted to teach Lauren and the viewers how to make some Halloween decorations from household items. We made adorable melted candles out of toilet paper rolls, creepy wish potions with wine bottles, and we learned so much along the way, like Lauren doesn't know how to use scissors.
What? Who? So, and I teach preschoolers how to use scissors, so it's really sad.
Here's a video montage of a very silly night.
So today we are doing arts and crafts. We are making some spooky stuff. We are going to be making these bottles here. And we're going to be teaching you how to make these cool drippy candles out of trash. So
all out of the trash in your home. Oh, let me preface this. I'm terrible at arts and crafts.
Yes.
Didn't get the art bone. My mom wanted to have me tested when I was younger because I don't know how to cut in a straight line. I ruined it again. How is it always uneven?
Now
I don't know how to cut.
You're making ice cream cones.
I don't know how to cut.
Oh my God.
Boom, bop, beep.
That might be too loose.
Damn it. I can't even mark it right. Also, are my fingers full of grease? Because there's like little fingerprints on it. Is that me?
No, that's not fingerprints. That's the glue from the toilet paper roll. Aw, Lauren thought those were her fingies.
I did. I'm so happy that it's not. I was like, look at these greasy paws. Think that went on them.
Are you left-handed?
No, I don't know why I'm doing this. It was so hard.
It was a mistake.
We all make mistakes. Lord knows I've made a few. Oh God, this wine is hitting me quickly.
Don't you guys wish you were our friends?
Not think of her name.
What is this movie again?
Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan. Okay, I believe you.
So cute. And so easy.
So easy.
If you don't set your house on fire. When you set your house on fire and burn everything down, not as easy.
Oh my gosh. One of my favorite clips is when you almost lit your entire apartment ablaze of just like the shock and awe that went through my face. But you really like had it together. You were just like, oh, I'm going to slap it.
Fire ruin my good time.
You were like, I have something good going here, so I'm just gonna go smack, smack, smack.
What's insane was that I was smacking the fire with the lighter, which was full of lighter fluid.
Yeah, not smart now that I'm thinking back.
No, none of my decisions were good decisions. So that full episode, like I said, is on our Patreon. It is like
so good.
An hour and a half long of us making these fucking candles. I mean, like, I didn't edit it at all. It was like, we're turning the camera on. We're going to make these crafts and teach. I'm
that was
teach
how
you.
We used to do things.
Listen, no one has time to edit this.
Who's got the time?
Who has the time?
No.
I also didn't know how.
Right. We would just post the most raw, unedited things. Us watching movies, just all
we
of it.
We also look like sweet baby angels.
I was going to say, notice? We look so little. Yes.
We look so
I was
much
like,
younger.
Who are they?
That was pre-COVID, okay? That was pre-
That aged us.
World falling apart.
Big time. Yeah.
That was pre-child.
Pre-having a child. Yeah, I was like, COVID and having a baby made me a wrinkled old crone. But in that video, we look full of life.
We just look so excited to live.
And, and make candles out of toilet paper.
Another part of our Patreon is a show that I host with one of my funniest friends, Keep It Beard, with Amy Hanselman. Yes. Amy is not only a funny friend of mine and the co-host of our $10 Patreon episodes, she's one of Keep It Weird's biggest supporters. She's been A1 since day one. She's a patron herself. She wears our merch. She tells every guy she dates he has to listen to us if they want to take her out to dinner.
Favorite part she's of Amy when she texts us to be like, yep, told another guy.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of every episode of Keep It Beard, she makes up a song on the spot. And here are some of her best. Amy, do you have a song for us to lead us
up? Yes.
We're going to find out.
All right. Let's see it.
All right.
Bobody's nerfect. Gene Simmons a dick. But not Ben Affleck. No, he's not a prick. Julia Stiles. She can go bite my ass, but Pharrell's super sweet. Don't give him no sass.
Oh, the adorable fade out.
I don't even have to
Thank you.
Anything.
I work really hard.
I don't have to edit that at all.
They do. They at least have good songs.
Yeah. And I don't care because they're catchy.
Like this one. Jesus is dope. How about you? Don't tie a rope around your husband to get Baba Nushka to kill him for you. And then you can go to heaven too. Oh, Jesus is a great guy. When you look him in the eye. Also, just so you will know, Jesus is black for sure. praise black Jesus.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. What is our song this month?
Oh, yeah. Don't trust men because they've got machetes and they'll chop you in half. Don't trust men because they've got claw hammers and they'll hit you with it in your calf. Choke every man you see. And just say if it's not him, then it's me. Don't let men take you down because you could live and wear a gown and go to galas. And don't trust
men. Do you have a song to end this episode?
Oh, watch out for rain, because it can bring you pain when it rains inside. It's a bummer. No one will believe you. Even if it's winter or maybe in the summer. When it's damp, call the cops. When it's damp, call the cops. When it's damp, just call the cops. If your
call
hair
the parlor.
Is frizzy. Call the parlors. If your hair is frizzy and you're feeling dizzy, just go ahead and call the cops. The end.
Talent.
Oh. So much talent. I hadn't heard that last one. That really was a delight. Oh my gosh. When it's damp, call the cops.
When it's damp, call the cops.
That's so good, Amy. You phenomenal woman. I love her songs so very much. Her songs and her laugh
Listen,
are just iconic.
Iconic. And her, that's on the spot, people. I know it didn't. I know it sounded like it was rehearsed 100 times. And, you know, the music was written specifically for the theme of the episode.
Right.
That happens on the spot.
On the fly. She did not have hours to write those lyrics. Oh, what a gem. That is so good.
Okay, it is time. It is time for our most requested clips. These are the last two clips of the episode. These are the ones that came in from multiple people. One of the, I would say, staples of our show, especially in the beginning, was our conspiracy theories episodes. And Lauren and I can't even take full credit for that. I would say 60% of the pleasure comes from our conspiracy guest and making him just so angry.
The best.
This was season 2, episode 2, A Joespiracy Theory. It is the very first time that Joe learns about the Denver airport.
Oh, God.
Like, why?
What the fuck?
This is so enjoyable for me watching Joe discover this.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. I just, like, here's the thing. Like, I just don't, I just can't wrap my brain around it.
About why?
About why. Exactly. Like, any number of reasons as to why any of this, the murals and the statue, the burying of buildings, like, there's no logical explanation for any of this.
Wait till you hear about the gargoyles. The big theory that I've heard about Lucifer is that people think they tie it into, like, the Freemasons and Illuminati and stuff. They think that he represents one of the horse from the Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
There's lots of apocalypse connections.
A lot of apocalypse connections.
Denver airport, as well as hiding bunkers.
For the apocalypse?
For the apocalypse, or for crazy. Who knows?
Who knows what?
Inside the airport, there are some more fun murals. There's one of a devil jumping out of a suitcase, as well as a statue of Anubis, the ancient Egyptian god of death. And near baggage claim, there are gargoyle statues called the Notre Denver Gargoyles. And they're actually really cool.
They are cool. But why?
This is a fucking airport. Like, where's duty free? Where's Hudson News?
They're there too.
Like, what is this
they still
pall
have Auntie Anne?
This pall of death and the apocalypse that hangs over this airport.
Oh, Joe, you're my favorite in this moment.
You brought up the Denver airport, and I was like, yay, smoking. You can smoke there. And it's like, but it's also it's ground zero for the fucking apocalypse.
I'm dying. Oh, my
God. You can smoke there. They even got me.
You can cheese. You can eat cheese and fart your way home.
You can cut the cheese, and then you can cut the cheese.
Oh, God.
You want a cheese board? What about... some Nazi propaganda.
You get it all in one.
I just want to make my connecting flight. I don't need to look at that shit. I'm tired. I'm probably taking a red eye. I don't need to look at SS fucking murals. Oh my God. This is too much. We shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have done this episode.
I'm still going.
Joe's never going to sleep again. We're not even done with the airport.
So there's a mural that people have referred to as the biological warfare mural, and it's the one with the man in the gas mask.
That's the one I just saw and was like, what the fuck? He's got a sword and a machine gun in each hand.
And there's, like, women laying on the ground, like, trying to shelter their children. Like, it's crazy town. And
it's
so
a fucking airport.
Yes.
Like, if you put that in a school, it wouldn't be less out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's almost like the murals in the Parks Department, they're
so ridiculous.
You know, it's almost like they're trying to tell us something.
It's almost like they're trying to tell us that this place is a bunker for the apocalypse.
It's almost that it's going to happen, and it's going to happen exactly as it's portrayed on the murals, because we've been in contact with the extraterrestrials since 1947, and we have seen our own future.
Joe's kind of losing it. I know. So
this is how people lose everything. This is how people lose their jobs and their families, and because it's happening to me in real time right now.
Oh my God.
My all-time favorite. I mean, any conspiracy theory episode with Joe was phenomenal, because this happened every time. But it was such a treat with the Denver airport. Just, it's an airport.
I feel like these days, pretty much everyone is familiar with how strange the Denver airport was. But guys, this was 7 years ago. Okay, we were ahead of our time. And
I was going to say, like, not because after this episode, I would tell people about it after, like, oh, we just did a Denver airport episode. And everyone was like, so what's that about? And I remember spilling the tea to everybody. Yeah. And it was so much fun. Nobody was as angry as Joe, of course, but everyone was so confused.
Well, I even remember when we were planning this episode and you were like, I'm thinking, do you think the Denver airport is too popular of a topic? And I had asked Joe, like, hey, do you know anything about the Denver airport? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, for the episode we're recording. And he's like, no, I don't know anything. And you asked a couple friends and they're like, I've never heard of that. And I was like, well, then we have to do it. We have to tell the world. And poor Joe.
Tell the world everything.
Oh, man.
Finally.
So good. Yes.
We did get a lot of requests for a compilation of me belching.
Ooh, that would take a lot of time, you have such good ones. That would be really fun.
Maybe someday. Maybe someday I'll track a bunch of them down. I just feel like they happen every episode, so just listen to our show and you'll get the burps. Yeah. But thank you guys for loving me for who I am. So some clips are so ridiculous, they don't even fit into a category. This was our most requested moment, and it's taking us all the way back to season one. This was from season one. Ooh, I didn't write down what the episode was, but it was our 90s Spooktacular Spectacular.
Yes, one of my all-time faves.
And this is the full clip, and then I will isolate after.
So last week, Jimmy and I recorded the episode, the minisode, and when I listened back, there was a shout or a scream of some kind that came through. It sounds like me.
Sounds like you yelling.
It is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, and it doesn't make any sense. Basically, Jimmy and I are having just a normal conversation at normal human tones, and all of a sudden something comes in going, Reddit! And I cannot wait to post the clip for you. I cut it out of the episode because why would you want that in there? But it is a thing.
We don't know if it's a demon in the apartment that we caught on the microphone, or if Ashley...
It's the dumbest demon.
It's the dumbest demon, but it could also be Ashley having a stroke and she doesn't remember. Yeah. It sounds exactly like Ashley's voice, but then Ashley's normal voice comes in very soon after we hear the ghoul.
I feel like it's maybe like a different Ashley.
What is
Ashley in another timeline?
Like an interdimensional Ashley or something.
Totally.
Like, but you are screaming for water, it sounds like.
Yeah. I mean, but even though no one might hear this, we have to play it for us for one more time.
That's, I mean, that makes more sense. What
about what and then we die. Like, what is happening? I actually had to text Jimmy. Hi. Jimmy, did I shout this in your face while we were recording? Like, what is this? And he was like, I don't know what that is.
Oh my god. Oh, it's never not.
I don't know
hilarious.
What it is. And it is, it is my voice. And Joe even said it sounds like you when you're doing your SpongeBob impression where he's like, water, like that.
Yeah,
where it comes in the episode is like over our talking, and does not fit in. We're not talking about water. We're not talking about like needing a drink or being dehydrated.
No,
I'll play just the isolated clip for you, so you don't have to hear us just talking about it here.
That's. I mean, that makes more sense.
What?
Put them in a crawl space. Make
throw
it,
them in a
make
crawl
it
space,
even weirder.
And then we die.
Oh, it tickles me so much.
I became possessed momentarily, and the demon needed a stiff drink.
Yep.
I did want to play for you this quick little voicemail we got. Because it warmed my heart, and we got a water impression. So here we go.
Oh, good.
Hey guys, my name is Gwen. I actually sent in some of the stories you guys had on your most recent listener ghost stories episode. I just wanted to send in a funny moment from the podcast for your upcoming episode. I was actually re-listening to older episodes, and I just listened to the episode 90, Spooktacular Spectacular. In this episode, you had mentioned that a weird sound or voice was heard while recording the mini episode with Jimmy, where it sounds like someone is saying, "water," into the mic. So I thought that it would be a good, funny moment throwback for you guys. Love you guys so much. You always keep me company at work. So I appreciate you endlessly. All right. Thanks. Bye.
So first of all, Gwen, love you back.
Gwen,
thank you.
Obsessed with you. And you have submitted some phenomenal ghost stories. Totally. So also thank you for that. But oh, that impression.
Well done. Bravo. She kind of like laughs
like
it's no... it too. It's like, how do
I know?
Because
we all know it's ridiculous.
Yeah, so if you guys want to call us, it's 626-686-1821. Give us your best water demon impression. We'll mm-hmm. play the best ones on our show.
I know. Now I want to hear everybody. So truly, get on it. Get to getting. Send them in.
And that's the end of our funniest clips episode. You guys, thank you so much for sending in the suggestions. These were all such great moments. And
my face hurts from smiling and laughing. It was so good.
Yeah, join our Patreon so you can get a bunch of bonus episodes. We have a lot of fun over there. We like to refer to it as like Keep It Weird After Dark because it's truly sometimes unhinged. It's mostly just fun shenanigans over there. Unless you're listening to Keep It Tear, then you might cry. That's the beauty of life.
It's a mix.
It's the duality. You need the tears.
The duality. You laugh, you cry, you're angry, you die. Oh, well. Got dark.
And since this is a special episode, we're not going to do our usual follow us here, do this here, hive mind, etc. We are just going to say that we love you very much. Thank you for sticking with us for 7 years. And we hope to have several more years with you, making memories.
Yeah. Would love it. Love you, weirdos.
Love you so much. We'll see you in a week.
Keep it weird.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.